This is OTB AM.
This Liverpool team are going to coast to a league title. Fair enough, that's a great achievement. But that Man United team were an all-time great because they weren't playing very well early in the season.
Does Everton have to happen in the same period of time though? Did Liverpool not have those elements of that team?
They have to win the Champions League. They have to win the Champions League this year. But not if they're... To equal Manchester United's treble season, they have to win at least the Champions League in the league, right? And you could say that by not winning a cup, if they don't win a cup, then they're not... It's not as good a season. Man United are always going to be able to say, we won a treble. Did you win a treble? No.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Weekdays from 7.30 AM, only on OTB Sports Radio. Live 24/7 on the Go Loud app. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
I signed for them after the Euros. After my first day's training on a driving home, I was actually thinking, regretting it, what have I done? Like I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Time for today's Deal or No Deal. We're starting with Donny van de Beek. That's the correct pronunciation as reported by Phil yesterday. He is reported to have completed his Manchester United medical ahead of his £40 million move. Stephen, is he exactly the kind of player Manchester United need right now?
Is he? Not necessarily, because they got Bruno Fernandes there and they got Paul Pogba there. But I just think for the price that they've got him for, €40 million, I think the final price was, this is an absolute steal. He's only 23 years of age. When you compare him to the likes of, they let go of De Ligt and De Jong. They Ajax got over 60 million quid for those two players. So I think for the price that they got him for, there was a good piece in The Athletic this morning just about how the whole deal went through. Now, I suppose the concern for United fans might be is that he had his heart set on a move to Real Madrid. But the problem seems to have been that Real Madrid are just broke and they can't really afford to be splashing cash on players during this transfer window. So I think the deal that they've struck here is a brilliant deal. The other thing about Van de Beek is he perhaps gives them that midfield goal-scoring option that they're lacking a little bit. Paul Pogba, a lot of his goals over the last season or so were penalties, but he hasn't really contributed a huge amount of goals from play. And this is something Van de Beek is really good at, or Van de Beek, I should say. He's been compared to the likes of Scholes, Lampard, that kind of midfield player. And if you kind of watch some of his games last season in the Champions League, and that's where most people who followed Premier League would have seen him against the likes of Tottenham. He just has this really good knack of picking up brilliant positions in the box. He's able to ghost in behind defenders unmarked and pick up brilliant positions to strike from. And this is something maybe United are lacking. Fernandes maybe is a player who's more so plays outside the box and likes to bring in other players. But Van de Beek is box to box, and as well as that, he's very good. He can play as a deep lying midfielder as well. He can play as a number, the so called number six. He's well able to tackle. He's well able to pass as well. So I think this is an absolute bargain. I would be one to criticise Manchester United, Ed Woodward, and whoever they have negotiating deals, and the fact that they've done this deal pretty quick and without too much fuss, and it hasn't turned into a saga.
Yeah,
I think they have to be credited for that.
Look, maybe they're learning. Who knows? Maybe they're learning. Although Jadon Sancho would suggest they haven't learned that much. Manchester United are also targeting RB Leipzig's French defender, Dayot Upamecano, who's just 21. What kind of impact is he going to make?
I think he will be a good signing for United, but I don't think he's the finished article just yet. He's just 21 years of age, and I know everybody was kind of maybe getting carried away a little bit with his performance against Atletico Madrid and Tottenham in the Champions League. And he was excellent. Like in some of those games, he just looked like a Rolls Royce of a defender, maybe shades of Virgil van Dijk and maybe Rio Ferdinand at their best. This, good tackling, a good stopper in the box, excuse me, but he's well able to dribble with the ball, find the pass, he gets forward, he can get up to the halfway line and start attacks. The one thing I would say is, though, against Paris Saint-Germain, maybe he showed some weaknesses that, United, they're talking about bringing him in.
Wow.
Because he's got pace and because Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wants to play a high press, And if he wants to play a high press, he needs a pacey centre-half, which he doesn't have in Lindelof and Maguire. So this is why they're talking about bringing Upamecano in. Now, the problem with Upamecano is that he played against Paris Saint-Germain, who had a good, fast attack, pacey attack, and he did get cut out a few times. So I think there's question marks over him. I'm not getting carried away with him yet over a couple of good performances in the Champions League. And, United are going to have to shell out for him because he signed a new contract.
Yeah, so...
So the new contract basically has a new clause in that next season, if 50 million comes in for him, that they have to sell the player. So it means if they want to prize him away this season, they're going to have to pay upwards of 60 million euro. And with the financial situation United are in, I really don't think they're going to fork that out for a centre half when they've got what they regard as two good centre halves. But as well, Ger, I think they need experience at the back. I still think
Harry Maguire is pretty experienced. You spend 80 million on the defender, you expect him to tick a lot of boxes.
Yeah, well, I think they were swindled by Leicester City. It was a ridiculous price to play for Harry Maguire. I know he's an England international, but he's not worth 80 million. He was never worth 80 million. He was worth 40 at best. And he's just not as good a defender as he's rated by everybody in England.
Well, okay, in that case, you have to spend the money now to fix that scenario.
Jerry, can I just say, we have to bear in mind, what mental state is Harry Maguire going to be in over the next few months after the trouble he's been over the last couple of weeks? So, there's question marks over Harry Maguire. And you were saying, who do they go for?
No, get Upamecano now. Like, this is Manchester United's problem. They identify a player, they fanny around for three transfer windows, and eventually they get him. And they get him late in that transfer window, and he takes 3 months to settle in, and they're like, well, this didn't work very well, did it? It took a little bit longer. And you're like, okay, get Jadon Sancho at the start of the transfer window, do the deal, that's the price, everybody moves on, great. Now it has become public to the point where Leipzig yesterday are tweeting, in case he missed it, he signed a new contract until 2023. It's like, it's the exact counter argument to the point that you're making about how well they did with the Van de Beek situation, right? Well done, fair enough, but that one obviously fell into your lap because a deal was nearly done with Real Madrid and all of a sudden he becomes available and you're like, okay, bargain, I'll take that. Fair enough, great decision. But with this, if you legitimately think you need pace to change how your team defends, think of the transformational impact that Virgil had on Liverpool.
I totally agree with you, but as I said, look, listen, he could be the perfect player. He could be the player that they need. He does have pace. He should be okay in those situations. But I'm just saying there are some question marks from what I saw in the Paris Saint-Germain game. He played against Tottenham and Atletico Madrid. Like, they're not exactly, they don't exactly have much pace up front. He was up against an old grizzled Diego Costa, and a Harry Kane player is not as mobile maybe as he would have been in the past. So I just wouldn't be getting carried away with a couple of good performances. I know he's played well in the Bundesliga this season. I'm not writing him off totally, but I just think there's question marks over him.
Okay.
If you're going to pay out 60 million quid, don't make the same mistakes that you do with Harry Maguire and Lindelof. Make sure that he is the complete defender that you need for now.
Give me a legitimacy rating. Do you think he will be a Manchester United player at the end of this transfer window? Out of 10?
Out of 10, I'll say 3.
Okay, so you don't. Fair enough. It could be, I say could advisedly, be a pivotal day in the Messi transfer saga. The Messi transfer saga. Lionel Messi will leave Barcelona this summer and is likely to move to Manchester City, according to presidential candidate Toni Freja, according to Goal. Barcelona believe the only way that he can legally leave for free is if he commits to not playing any football. Take a year out at 33. That's according to ESPN. And Lionel Messi's father, Jorge, will meet under fire Barcelona president Josep Bartomeu today to discuss the situation. But an amicable resolution is now believed to be unlikely. This is headed for court. Can Bartomeu save his legacy and smooth this all over, Stephen?
Take a year out. Was he going to go backpacking around the world? Maybe do a bit of hostel hopping?
Can't go anywhere.
He's still at 33.
He'll have to quarantine everywhere he gets for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, listen, it's just, who's telling the truth there, Jerry? Because I'm just hearing different things from different people who all got their own different little agendas. I just think at this stage, like, if Barcelona are going to make any losses out of this situation, maybe they just need to cut those losses at this stage. Everyone's had a good time over the last 15, 20 years while Messi's been playing for them. What's the price? Well, listen, whatever they can get out of Manchester City, you know, there seems to be Manchester City are going to have to move a few pieces around to make sure they stay within the FFP rules. Well, you know, FFP, what does that mean to Man City? I don't think that really makes much difference. And they have a little bit of wriggle room there in the sense that they can definitely make this work financially. But these astronomical fees of 600 million, 700 million euro transfer fees, I just think are ridiculous. Maybe they'll pay 200-300 million to Barca.
I reckon Steve-O, he'll go somewhere for around 230, around the kind of Neymar money. Yeah. Symbolically, just to make him the most expensive player ever. But I can't see Barcelona wrestling any more money than that. They have no bargaining position here at all, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, I said, even I know La Liga got involved on Sunday. I don't know why they thought they would have any impact on this situation. Like, you know, they're in charge of governing the Spanish top flight. You know, the transfers or closing contracts really have nothing to do with them.
They're afraid of losing their biggest player.
Yeah, well, like all the different voices out of Barcelona, as I said, they've all got their own little agendas. I think Messi's dad just needs to sit down with the club and try and thrash out and move out of there.
This is the price.
The other thing as well is, the other thing about Lionel Messi is that he's a bit of a homebird from what I've read about him over the last few years. And, you know, Barcelona, I've been to Barcelona quite a lot here over the years, and it's a lovely city, one of my favourite cities in Europe. And he's going to be moving that from there to possibly the northwest of England up to Manchester, where it rains every single day of the year.
Didn't Pedro live in Spain and play for Chelsea?
He did. There was a bit of commuting going on there, but I don't know if Messi's going to be allowed to do that. Pep Guardiola is a bit of a ball breaker, isn't he? I think he'd want all his players living in the city. That's where Pep's live. Maybe he'll move in with Pep's family. They've got a lovely apartment there in the city centre of Manchester. Maybe they could have him as a lodger. But they can arrange some sort of a lodging fee there.
10 out of 10, he's going to City? Anywhere else?
I think City's most likely. I'll go 8 out of 10 for this one, Ger.
Okay, rapid fire. We've got 1 minute left for this. Thiago is the only significant Liverpool link. Are they sleeping while Lampard raises an army and City steal Messi?
Ah, listen, I'm just interested to see how Lampard's going to get this team to gel together. A lot of new signings. It might work, but I think he's got a big job in his hands. I looked through the Liverpool squad there this morning before he came on. I think they're pretty strong in all positions, Jared. Goalkeeper, across the back four, midfield. They could maybe do with an extra somebody up front, but I think he's got a couple of young players there that he gave a lot of experience to in the Premier League and the Cup last season. I think he's happy enough to have them as backup.
Okay.
And James Milner still going strong. So, yeah, I think Liverpool are okay.
Inter looking to offload Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen 8 months after signing him from Spurs. Turns out his dip in form might have been the cliff. At a reduced rate, could he perhaps represent a little bit of good business for some Premier League club?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if Christian Eriksen can get motivated, get into a team, maybe you are going to compete for honours. Listen, maybe Arsenal wouldn't be such a bad move. I know they're looking to bring Dani Ceballos back in, who would be a similar type player. But if you're looking for experience and a player maybe who can help you win trophies, maybe Arsenal could do worse than signing Eriksen.
Steve-O, good stuff. Thanks very much for joining us today. Will, thank you as well. That is the end of Deal or No Deal.
I signed for them after the Euros. After my first day's training on a driving home, I was actually thinking,
regretting it.
What have I done? Like I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's pretty much all your lot today on OTB AM. We'll be covering all the breaking stories over on the OTB Sports app or on otbsports.com. If you want to get in touch with us, you can get us on 087-9180-180. It's a WhatsApp number, so it's there all day for you. We are closing in on 100,000 subscribers over on our YouTube channel, so if you get over there and hit the subscribe button, apparently they send us this nice little silver trophy when we make it. So anyway, we're back on air tonight from 7 o'clock on the radio with Off The Ball. See you then. Best of luck.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.